Hey, it's your host, Abigail Pumphrey, and I'm on a personal mission to help more small business owners become financially free. I like to nerd out on all things business, marketing, and most definitely the numbers. I'm talking all the lessons learned as I turned a layoff into a seven-figure online business. I like to share it all, and no conversation is off the table. We talk actionable strategies, biz challenges, and all the things life throws your way. Grief, anxiety, loss, and resilience are all topics you'll find here. So grab a cup of coffee and settle in because you're listening to the Strategy Hour podcast, brought to you by Boss Project. Have you ever absolutely panicked after you accidentally deleted a file on your computer? I know I have. It's not an issue if you've got CrashPlan Smart Recovery. Your files are just a few clicks away and can be restored in a snap. CrashPlan provides the best cloud backup solutions in the market. Visit CrashPlan.com/BossProject for 50% off your first year of CrashPlan. Now you can protect all your work with an unlimited backup and recovery solution. CrashPlan makes it simple to restore some or all of your data. And with unlimited version retention, CrashPlan can be your ultimate rewind button. Get unlimited computer backup for you or your business with CrashPlan Professional. CrashPlan backs up files that live on your computer and works with PC, Mac, and Linux. Don't let data disasters slow you down. CrashPlan has your back and keeps you moving. Go to CrashPlan.com/BossProject for 50% off your first year of CrashPlan. That's CrashPlan.com/BossProject for 50% off your first year. Back up better with CrashPlan.
So we are officially 5 months this week into launching the Creative Template Shop. And it's so exciting still. And I wanted to come on and share an update with the peoples, because I feel like there's so many different moving parts and pieces and really cool aspects behind the scenes that are going on with this product of ours that have never been a part of the process for other products that we've developed. And so I want to share that. I also want to share some things that we're thinking about developing, new features that we're thinking about creating, but I want to hear from the peoples. And so I'm officially opening it up to the public airwaves for your guys' feedback on some things. But I also just kind of want to share a little bit of the really cool things that I think, and maybe I'm biased, that are really special about the shop, about our baby, in case you guys weren't aware. And maybe it's going to be a nice little home for you on the internet as well. So the shop, what is the shop for first-time listeners?
Yeah, the Creative Template Shop was really born out of the kind of need for y'all to be able to produce professional and branded looking marketing on the fly. We want you guys focused on what it is that you do and how you serve your people, and spend far less time on figuring out how to look a certain way or present your business in a certain way online. So the Creative Template Shop, in essence, is templates and tools designed for you to go from meh to oh my gosh, girl, in minutes. Everything is super easy, like literally one click. I kid you not, it's so easy to add these templates to your existing accounts and really customize them for your business and what you're going through. We have social media templates, we have things focused on client experience, and we integrate with softwares you're likely already using. The two I would say that are currently the most popular integrations that we have are with Canva and Dubsado. But we also do have some special things that integrate with Lead Pages and Squarespace. And we will definitely continue to build that out. And I think over time, probably develop specialties around this. But we're just kind of dabbling and seeing what makes sense for you guys and your guys' business.
Yeah. So the shop works in two ways. You can become a member or you can buy templates one-off. So you're more than welcome to browse literally everything that's in the shop at creativetemplateshop.com and see various templates that you could use for social media or pricing guides or opt-ins or workbooks or client proposals, whatever you need. And if there's just one that you're wanting to snag, you can absolutely just grab that one. You can pick the color variant that you like. We offer them in bright, neutral, and soft. Or because the best bang for your buck is to definitely become a member. So it's $47 a month. You get access to literally every single template we've ever released. And every single month, we released 4 new templates in each of those 3 color stories. So 12 total versions of something new. And sometimes it's like 10 Instagram story graphics or a, you know, 20 page workbook or whatever. So it's not just one thing that you're actually getting every single month. It's really beefy and we pride ourselves on that. So definitely go check it out if you are brand new. We want to become your marketing department. That's what we want to do here. That's how we're trying to serve you, because I can speak from firsthand experience. And I've talked about this on Instagram multiple times. As a creative, I felt like when I was first starting my business that I was supposed to be good at all of the creative things that came, you know, into your business. I was a photographer, and so clearly I had some talent. I can style humans. I can pick out outfits and locations and scenery and props, etc. Take the picture, edit it. I had tech skill. I could do all of those things really well. That's what I was trained to do, and I made money that way. But when it came to making my website or business cards or a client order form or social media graphics announcing that sessions were opening or whatever, it was like, how do I use word art? Like, I couldn't figure out what to do. And I honestly, I was kind of thinking about this today when I was talking about it on Instagram, but I really beat myself up for a long time and ignored the fact that I wasn't good at it, thinking that if I just did it more, I would get better at it. And that's true in some instances in business, but it doesn't have to be true for everything. And when I finally just realized I can pay someone to take this off my plate, Abby and I realized that early on, even in my photography business, I decided to invest in a template to help my clients order more things or to view their gallery or whatever it might be. And it was just a really sentimental full circle moment for me of like, we are now able to create these things for other creatives, not just photographers, but serve them in so many amazing ways. And I know the weight that that took off for me when I first started is tremendous.
Yeah. For me, I definitely feel the same for full circle experience. But for me, it's more on the how I'm able to serve you guys. Because when I started this business, I started as a designer. I started as a marketing company. I was helping small business owners build out their brand, look professional, and present their business, not just in a pretty way, but in an effective way. And that was my go-to secret sauce, but it wasn't scalable. I could only really take on 4 clients a month. And I had such bigger dreams for what I would go on to do and how many businesses I would impact. And so we tried a lot of things. And no doubt we will continue to love and focus on strategy. Strategy is definitely something near and dear to our hearts. But having the ability to infuse strategy into effective marketing, i.e. like beautiful kind of design. Oh yeah. My gosh, I feel so at home.
Yeah.
And now instead of having to only do it for 4 clients a month, we can do it for hundreds, if not thousands of people every single month. And I'm so excited to be able to have that level of impact. And the cool part is we're testing this stuff, you guys. Like, we are either utilizing it in our own business first to make sure it's effective, or we're having our team members test it in their own small business, or we're having people integrate it with systems they're well-versed in, and making sure that these tools are not just beautiful, but they are ultimately helping you make it all flow together in a way that allows you to go and like introduce yourself to a potential client online all the way through the sales process. So I wanted to talk a little bit about what it takes for us to come out with these templates. I know she mentioned how many we put out and like how many colors they come in, but I'm not sure you guys really understand the full process, because I, as much as I kind of thought we would just like pick some designs and make it happen, there's definitely way more steps. And I'm glad there are, because I think it makes their effectiveness even better. But it really starts with y'all. So we pride ourselves on the fact that we want to produce things that you guys need in your business. And thus,
right now.
Yeah. Thus, member requests are hugely taken into consideration when we move on to create new templates every month. And so mm-hmm. we look at member requests. We analyze them as a team. Definitely our core six, as we kind of refer to them, as we look at them together in our weekly meeting and try to identify what do we think makes sense. And we narrow down that list. And then we have the people vote.
Yeah. Well, and what I think is really cool about even before we're getting people to vote, the process of coming up with that giant list of ideas is coming not only just from you and I, who are in, you know, year almost 10 of even having our own business or working for ourselves, year 5 in this business, but also being so far removed from having and working with clients, we definitely bring a different perspective to the table, but it's maybe not the everyday perspective. But we have so many different members of our team who have their own small business or just getting started or work with a different industry. And the ideas that they're bringing to the table, not only for what they need in their own business, but what they're seeing their business sisters say that they need in their specific industries and areas of needs, right? And I think that that's so interesting that we can bring that to the table because there are ideas that some of our team members bring and I'm like, that's so obvious that that's needed right now and I wouldn't have even thought about that. So I think the collective brainstorming on that is so helpful and we get those ideas not just from our team members, but browsing questions that we're getting in our community or other communities that we're a part in. I think that we have had a really unique skill over the years of being able to identify the pulse of what's needed within our community based on murmurs in our group or in our inboxes or whatever we're seeing online. And we're able to take that and think of, okay, well, how can we actually create a solution to these problems?
Well, and I really think a lot of that skill comes from, and we've actually read a book about this that I'd recommend. It's called The Question Behind the Question. What are you really asking for? What do you really need? Because I think sometimes people go in thinking this is going to be the solution and they don't even necessarily see the nuances of what they're asking for, or they're asking for something that seems like a good idea, but maybe isn't. Mm-hmm. And we're not here to make the decisions for you in your business, but we do want to steer you in the right direction as much as possible. And so there are things we've said we won't do or we'll never do. And that's okay. But mm-hmm. those are based on we want you to present yourself in a way that we think is going to be the most effective. So once it goes to a vote, it very quickly gets narrowed down into the four we'll produce. And it's interesting, 5 months in, we don't have a full, it's not like a one must fit this category and this right. one must fit this category. We don't necessarily have that yet. Do I think we might hit a rhythm where it's a little more predictable? Maybe. But we're so paying attention to what people need that, like, if that means we're putting things that are all related to social media out and that's what you need, then I'm not right. going to fret about it. Nonetheless, we start having Tara, our award-winning designer, start to put together some initial, not quite mock-ups. They're usually pretty close to a full design.
Yeah.
But then Emily goes in and sprinkles some fairy dust on them. So what do you do to them?
Well, this is one of my favorite parts because copy, you know, is my thing that I have a big influence on here at Boss Project, but I didn't know, and we'll talk about this here in a little bit, how I got confirmation on this, but I didn't really know if that stuff was actually helpful or not for the longest time.
What stuff?
The swipe, the prompts, the swipe, okay. adding in any of that copy. I think that from the get-go, Abby and I have really been clear on the boundaries of giving marketing resources and tools for you guys and not diving too heavy into strategy because
right.
it gets weedy. And we have other strategic resources for you, like this show and like our programs and so many different things that sometimes we want something to just be what it is, right? And so when, for instance, we created these Instagram story series, like a sequence of Instagram stories, and we did them specifically for selling, and we included copy prompts on there, like what you could literally say, here's an idea, add a quote here, add features of your offer here, create FOMO or sense of urgency here. And it's not a lot, but I find that those little nuggets of information spark enough of ideas and traction for our users that I don't have to put words in their mouth, but I can give them a prompt to ding something in their head of, oh, this is what I could actually use this for. And that to me is kind of the most exciting part of our templates, where it isn't just pretty marketing, which is great and amazing and we're all here for, but how and when do you actually utilize that to be effective?
Right. We definitely want you to be effective. So we're going in and like sprinkling in that swipe copy as much as possible. And I think that'll continue to kind of grow and evolve over time. Certain templates definitely have more of that than others, but Tara will send us a proof and we will make changes. Usually there's not a lot. It's usually how can we make this more functional, easier for you to use, more clear, whatever. And so we'll make tweaks. And then once we land on a design, then she'll build it out in our various color stories. So I know Emily mentioned we have three, but for the most part, you guys, it can fit into pretty much any brand style. And you can tweak it to make it more your own. You can change out the fonts. You can change out the colors really easily. And we've seen a lot of really positive feedback around that. And then after that, after the edits, she will start to build out the how-to content. So every template that's released comes with a video on how to edit and make it your own, and a very simple PDF that walks you through how to actually get it into your account, whatever that might be. Like if it's a Canva template, then literally it's click one link and it'll open in your Canva account and you can just hit edit this template.
It says use this template.
Oh, excuse me.
I just did this morning.
Okay. I just used my own templates this morning. You guys, literally, we use them all the time.
Yes.
No joke.
And I use mine from my phone. Did you guys know that you could do that? Abby didn't even know this morning. You can shop as a member from your phone and download from your phone, and it opens in Canva on your phone. And you click use this template, and then you can edit on your phone and save it to your phone. It's just so great. You don't have to leave. It's amazing. It's the lazy way of having really bomb ass marketing, because guess what? I do it while watching freaking PJ Masks in the background on my second cup of cold coffee, and it's perfect.
We get you guys, okay?
Yeah, that's my life.
Now, some of you will prefer to design on a desktop and you...
If you're fancy or something.
You absolutely can.
Please, like, I would probably recommend using your desktop for, like, the opt-ins or the client
like the
proposal
workbooks.
Templates or the workbooks. Like, but for specifically, like, Instagram graphics, you can definitely use those from your phone. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. No, they're super easy. I make them on the fly a lot. I don't usually add them from my phone, but you find stuff out new all the time, even when you work here.
Because then it's on your Canva, and then you can open your Canva on your desktop, and it's there. So that's pretty handy. Woohoo! So after that, we have the PDF and the directions. Our amazing, amazing Miranda gets to work on the product descriptions and making sure that everything is described that you guys need to know that that product includes for you. Highlights, features, details, specs, anything you need to know, we make sure it's covered. And then Tara gets all that uploaded to the site, scheduled to go live, because we try to work a little ahead, which is not a ton ahead, but a little ahead on getting the next shop drop scheduled. But it's not done after that.
No, Tara at that point still has to make... We make Pinterest graphics for everything that goes out. We make launch graphics for everything that goes out. There's announcements that go in our group and on Instagram.
Emails.
Oh, there's a shop drop email. Is it weekly shop emails to our members? And it keeps going, you guys. Like, and then it's a cycle. Like, we just get to do it all over again every single month.
Well, one of the cool things I want to call out that I feel like not a lot of people maybe are aware of, and this happens every single week. So on the shop drops. Those happen on the second Tuesday of every month. But every Thursday of every month, there's a blog post that comes out that is a how-to.
Every Thursday of every week.
Every Thursday of every week. On all the Thursdays of every month, there is a how-to blog post that comes out that gives you, again, more of that strategy. So you guys know we just can't shut up sometimes when it comes to strategy of like, but here's how you could use it. But here's why it's important. Here's what you could do with it. So for example, if we're releasing new Pinterest thumbnails for you to use for your blog post or whatever to pin your amazing content on Pinterest, we're going to then do an article that week on how to actually use Pinterest to grow traffic to your website. We'll share strategies that worked for us, strategies that are working right now, our favorite apps and tools to make that happen. So it's, yes, utilizing the template, but it's more the big picture strategy behind that marketing concept as a whole. And that is also a thing that I'm really proud of that we've been doing for a while.
Yeah. Want to learn exactly step-by-step how to get paid to generate leads in your business? I've kept these details to myself for far too long. I'm ready to spill everything and give you the exact steps that help me generate tens of thousands of qualified leads and millions in low-ticket digital product sales. I won't just show you what I did, but teach you how you can do it too. I'm talking not just how to create low-ticket digital products, but also showing you how to use them strategically to generate leads for your other existing or future offers. I'm sharing it all at bossproject.com/jumpstart, including exactly how I made $8,033 and generated 277 leads my very first month selling digital products. Find out more at bossproject.com/jumpstart. We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. With over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. I love that Indeed makes it easy to hire because I'm busy enough already. When we've hired in the past, the process was full of unqualified applicants. With Indeed, we can target the right candidates for the right position. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/strategy hour. Just go to Indeed.com/strategy hour right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/strategy hour. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Money issues are a common stressor in any relationship. Monarch Money is the top-rated personal finance app that can get you and your partner on the same page without any extra cost. Monarch has built-in collaboration features, so together you can see your finances, budget, and get insights on your cash flow. It's the easiest way to manage any household finances. I've tried other finance apps in the past, and they didn't work the way I wanted them to. I don't want to stress over finances. Monarch is the top-rated all-in-one personal finance app. It gives you a comprehensive view of all your accounts, investments, transactions, and more. Create custom budgets, set goals, and collaborate with your partner. And now get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/strategy. Monarch has a tool that allows you to easily import your data from Mint and keep all of your tags and categories. Monarch's simple, intuitive design makes it so easy to get set up, customize, and use. Monarch prioritizes my privacy, and they'll never sell my data to third parties. After trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/strategy. That's monarchmoney.com/strategy for your extended 30-day free trial. You guys, we produce a lot of content, so don't...
There's a lot of content.
don't hold us to any sort of standard, or yourself to any sort of standard.
Yeah, the only standard you can hold us to is excessive. That's our base level of doing anything, is excessively.
Well, it's excessive because you guys, at the end of the day, we're obsessed with your success. And we ultimately want to create not just content, but tools and templates that allow you to grow your business and focus mm-hmm. on what you're best at. We want you guys making money.
Yeah. Making money, going back to doing what you love instead of like grunting, because I've done this, like, huffing and puffing. I meant to say huffing and puffing, and then I said grunting. But you do all of the sounds about how exhausted you are or annoyed you are about the different tasks that you feel like you have to do in mm-hmm. your business all the time. And we're not saying you can ditch marketing. We're not saying you don't have to do this piece. Let us do 99% of the work for you. So mm-hmm. you just have to customize and post. That's it.
Mm-hmm. Guys, it really can be.
I'm just so jazzed about it.
It can be simple.
So then we moved on and did two of my new favorite things. I haven't gotten to do one yet, but I got to watch. And then we did a really cool thing just this week. So there's a couple of things that we've been releasing that I want to make sure that you guys know yeah. about so you can take part of. So one is those blog posts. Definitely make sure you're reading those. You can go browse our archive and read all of them. There's so much good mm-hmm. stuff there. They've been updated. They're recent. They're relevant to what's happening now. Also, every single week on Thursdays, a lot of stuff happens on Thursdays.
Yeah, we have a podcast, this thing that she's going to tell you about, and the blog post.
Yeah. And some Thursdays, there's two other things that happen on that day as well. Apparently, Thursdays are done having things scheduled on. But one of the things that we've just recently done, every single week it's going to be happening, we're doing live demos inside of our Facebook community. So it's free. And if you're not there, you can head to bossproject.com/community and get yourself inside. Basically, we're giving you, it's a little bit of everything. And you can request specific demos if you need them. But we're giving you an intro and how to even navigate the membership dashboard, where to actually go to download and then upload the templates inside Dubsado or Lead Pages or Canva or any various softwares that we might be working with. I'm going to be showing you how to edit stuff on the fly. So straight from your phone or your iPad, I'm going to screen share my phone with you so you can know exactly how to use your fat little fingers and edit things straight from your phone. So you can do it from the couch or bed or while you're making dinner. It's amazing. Abby's going to walk you through bigger projects. So bigger workbooks, client proposals, bigger things that are probably going to require your desktop, your laptop or your desktop. But the simplicity and the ease is still there. But we're going to show you a couple of things that maybe you don't know that Canva can do this, or this is how you could tweak this template, or you can rotate this shape and make it look entirely different, or whatever it needs to be. She'll show you definitely how to save and export and recommended, all of the things are there. So if you have questions on how you can make the templates even more customized for you, or how do you actually utilize this or connect these pieces, that's definitely what you're going to want to be tuning into on Thursdays.
Yeah. And if you have specific things you're wanting us to cover, just drop us a DM over on Instagram, or you can always send an email to shop@bossproject.com.
Yeah.
Now, the thing that we did yesterday mm-hmm. was definitely new and something we want to incorporate probably on a monthly basis. I don't know if we totally know, but we had a private member call. And this call was specifically to gather feedback, kind of like, oh, what would you call it? Not a peer review, it doesn't matter.
I'm not reading your mind right now. I'm sorry.
It's okay. Essentially, we're gathering member feedback, putting members in a single room, and getting y'all's ideas on the future of what this product looks like.
It's like a roundtable discussion. It wasn't really review. It wasn't really feedback, kind of. It was just like we asked some questions and you guys said some things.
Yeah. But it'll directly affect how we kind of move forward with things, what projects we prioritize,
what things we keep doing. Because in our call yesterday, every single one of our members said that the swipe copy and copy prompts was a game changer for them and something that is not available for other templates that they've maybe purchased or downloaded in the past and was really helpful. And they want to see more of that. And I was like, oh, that validates the time that I spend on that and makes it so much more worth it for me to do if I know it's directly impacting you.
Right. And I think that will continue to allow us to try new things on for size and mm-hmm. kind of run a beta essentially past members on, hey, what do you think about this?
Because one idea we had that was going to cost us a shit ton of money and time, everyone was just like, I don't know if I would actually use that. I'm like, oh, sweet. Check that off the list for now.
And it's not like that. Well, yeah, it's not like it's not going to be something that won't happen ever, but it's
right.
It has now very quickly gone to the bottom of the list.
Absolutely.
And I'm okay with clarity. It.
Absolutely. One of the things though, that Rose, not even Rose, because it wasn't on the list at all for us to consider, but was definitely brought up. And this is where I want your guys' feedback. So please, if you're listening to this and you have an opinion, DM us over on Instagram. You can leave us a voice memo to chat out your thoughts. And it's Abby or I that are in the inbox and we will chat back with you, or you can send us an email. It got brought up within our members that they would love to see more community involvement. And I would love to hear what this would actually look like for you guys in order for it to be most effective. Because it's not like we don't have community involvement. We have nearly 30,000 people hanging out in our Facebook group that are, some of them are shop members, and we're sharing shop templates and we're tagging people and we're doing our live demos there. It's still relatively new, so it might not feel entirely integrated for the shops. There's definitely some things that we could do to maybe tweak that. But some stuff that got brought up was more, you know, are there like pop-up groups or some way to connect with other industries, or like be able to like and share other people's templates that they're sharing to support them? And I don't know what that looks like. And I don't know the entire benefit of all of that, where sometimes something sounds really sexy, but we're not really sure if it's actually going to be beneficial or be used. So I would love to hear if there's any sort of different concept of community that you guys have been thinking about in regards to the shop membership. I would love to hear it.
Yeah. And I think the thing that's important is we have a tendency to want to do all things.
Yeah, okay. What? Remember when I said our default is excessive?
Right. So I think as we approach new features or new concepts or new things that aren't part of the current model, if that makes sense, we have to be mindful of, could it grow and evolve into this thing? Or is that muddling the actual thing that we're best at and not allowing it to shine and focus on that feature? And so know that like us throwing out random things does not necessarily mean that's what's going to happen, but it's us considering the possibilities. Because when Emily and I sat down at the end of last year before the shop launched, I think we were both a bit apprehensive. I was way more excited about it than Emily was. But we went into it with an open mind and tried to not put a whole lot of expectation on what it could do or how it might serve our business. But the people have spoken. And y'all love it. Y'all love it fiercely. And the last time we saw similar traction with a product was when we launched Trello for Business, which, by the way, we still enroll hundreds of new people into that course every single month. So like, it's a little bit bizarre. It doesn't make sense to me still, all of these years later.
And that baby is turning 3 this year?
Yeah, in July.
Oh, it's a toddler.
It's a little baby. So with that in mind, Emily and I are really paying attention to the traction that it's created and pouring a lot of energy and shifting some focus away on some projects we were like kind of in the middle of. And we're like, you know what? Let's back burner this and pour our time and energy into this. Because I truly think if you come to us a couple of years from now, this will be the shining star.
I think so too. And I'm excited to see how it's going to continue to get better. I love that. And I think it is really, really helpful and impactful for business owners. I do think we kind of provide a unique spin on something that maybe you guys, yes, have seen. But one of the things that I did want to call out, and it seems like It seems obvious when I'm talking about it, but I feel like maybe it's not off the bat. So I'm going to say it anyways. But one of the really cool features, and this is how I want people to be using this shop. And when we were talking to our members, they were like, oh yeah, that's definitely how I'm using it. And I want more of it. And that's why I'm staying. So we've talked about our color stories, right? How we've released bright, neutral, soft. And every single month when a new template gets released, we release it in each one of those color stories. That means if you're a brand that identifies with bright, for example, and you're like, ooh, these social media templates are bomb, but I also want this. So I'm going to become a member and I'm going to download the bright versions of these three templates, for example. And you're going to use those in your business. Well, the next month, guess what? There's more templates that are released in that bright color story. So the idea is I want you to literally never have to worry about marketing, making, designing, or creating pieces from scratch ever again, ever in your business. So that means once you pick your color story, you are having an arsenal every single month released to you that's continuing to support the branding that you're creating using our templates. And I love that's a thing, because I remember when I was getting started, the idea of having to piecemeal, okay, I got this color over here or this template pack over here. And then, but they didn't have all the things that I needed. So I have to go find one that's like it over here, or you're buying them like 6 months apart. So it's impossible to find the same shop that you went from. And you ended up just like, you're the person that I was, who was using probably 17 fonts and couldn't decide on colors that I actually liked because I would get swayed by seeing something new and more relevant over here. And I feel like this helps streamline that part of your brain and gets you to focus on different things in your business that are helping move you forward.
Yeah, because you know what doesn't make you more sales? Changing your fonts and colors. Mm-mm. Just telling you.
It just doesn't.
I mean, unless it looked absolutely ridiculous before, the likelihood of improving anything is very low, very low. But I think even if this is something you're used to doing, so like design is my background. Now, granted, I haven't done it professionally for a hot minute, but I still design every day because while we have a designer on staff that works for us, there's still things I need last minute or things that I have in my head that I could try to explain, but like, they're not going to come out.
If I just made this.
Yeah. But having this thing that's so already built out for me, it means my ideas come to life so much faster.
Yeah.
And allows me to iterate on things that I'm like, it would be nice to do that, but I just don't have time to build that out or focus on this. And it's like, oh, now it's done for me. Like, how amazing is that? Just as an example, we recently released what we're deeming highly shareable social media graphics.
I love them so much. You see, I posted one today.
You did post one today. I think I will probably end up posting one several times a week because they are so, I don't want to say on trend because that makes it sound like it's like a fad that's going to go away.
I think that's okay to say. They are on trend. They're what's hot in marketing right now. So fucking lean into that.
So just as an example, we tested it. You guys, this is absolutely ridiculous. We tested it and we had this post that I think had 219 saves on it, and 59 people shared it to their stories. I'm sorry, what? Like, I get there's people out there that get a ton of likes, and that's amazing.
We don't. Spoiler alert. We don't.
Well, and part of that is that,
go like our post, please.
Part of that is Boss Project has put focus in other areas, and that's fine.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I don't think your likes have any indication of how much money you're making, but your growth has a lot to do with your engagement. And I love that these just are focused on what's working right now, and people are putting them out and they're seeing traction and results. And because they're so easy to customize, between the two of us, we're running three different businesses. And they work with all three, and they're completely different industries running completely different sales, and they work in all of them because they are focusing on what's working in the Instagram algorithm world right now. Does that make sense?
Yep. And not necessarily algorithm, but like just behaviors of people.
Yeah. Right? So like, well, but like you're rewarded for that.
Right. All good stuff.
I know, you guys. So anyway, long story short, we're so stoked about the future of not just this business, but the Creative Template Shop and where it's going. And
also, I just want to take a minute and like, can you guys hear the excitement in our voices about this product?
I love it.
Can you even? I've talked a lot about on my personal Instagram with my side hustle about only doing things that light me up over there because I don't need to do them. I don't have to do them. And so coming from a place of immense privilege where you don't need or have to do something and you can just do it for fun is so freeing and light feeling. So I've tried to take what I've learned from over there and bring it over here and force us to only say yes to the things that feel fun and light and amazing. And we haven't had to do that all the time. We haven't gotten to do that all the time. And that's just business and that's just life and that's just lessons learned and various things. That's reality. But the fact that we're in a season right now where we do get to feels really good.
Well, the cool part is when something feels light and fun and you love it and like the people love it back, we get to pour into something that we're super excited about, but it also serves our business so well. And if you compare where we are today to where we were this time last year, night and day difference. Way less stress. I look at Instagram. You know how I stalk my business partner? I see what she's doing on stories. I'm like, if Emily's creating,
yep,
that means we have space.
Yep.
So the more earrings that lady's producing over there, you guys, that just means the more space we have currently in our business. Sometimes I'm like, does she ever work? Just kidding.
It's more of, do I ever sleep?
That's true. It's true. So anyway, I am just so excited for where this is going. And I know I want you guys to feel like you are on this journey with us. I want you to feel like you are shaping the future of this company and that you get to mold it into a way that serves you well. Because we want to take care of our families and feed our team and all of that. We want you guys to succeed. And we want to share your results and your wins and be a part of your journey. And so if you have feedback, if you have ideas, if you want to hop on a Zoom call with just the two of us, like, let us know.
Literally. Yeah. If you have templates that you've customized and perfected and have used, share them. We want to share you and shout you out from the rooftops as well, because when you succeed, we do a happy dance and I want to keep dancing. So do that. Okay.
Yeah.
Looking to elevate your brand without the headache? Join the Co-op, our Creative Template Shop membership. With thousands of easy-to-customize templates, all crafted to seamlessly fit your business aesthetics, we make nurturing leads and driving sales effortless. We're talking serious impact and seriously simple creation. Become a member now at creativeshopcoop.com and transform your business today. That's creativeshopcoop.com. Hey, a few quick favors before you leave. I'd love if you'd share today's episode. Send it to a friend who needs to hear it and post on social. You can show us where you're listening from, your favorite takeaway, or why someone else should listen. Be sure to tag me at Abigail Says and at Boss Project so we can share it. Okay, second favor, to get podcast updates and all the behind-the-scenes news from Boss Project, I'd love if you'd join my VIP list. Just head to bossproject.com/signup to make sure I have all your contact details. Really love the show? It would mean so much to me if you'd leave a rating and review. It not only helps more listeners find the show, but allows us to bring on quality sponsors so we can keep bringing you this valuable content for free. Thanks so much for listening. Until next time.